Welcome to Behind the Headlines, a more in-depth look at the stories our reporters have been covering right across the UK today. I'm Alex Richardson and I'll be your host. Coming up, the race for the Christmas number one is officially on.
Let the bells ring out for Christmas.
Nice one.
People evacuated from their homes in Bedford get to go back.
Really nice to be back in time for Christmas so we can do this sort of stuff, decorating the tree.
And it's the Strictly final this weekend.
I think the end of that first dance was a feeling like no other, really.
But first, and love them or hate them, Christmas songs are everywhere at the minute. Every shop you walk into, on every high street. The race for the Christmas number one is officially on. Counting of sales and streams kicks off from today until midnight next Thursday. So who's in the running for the top spot this year? Well, there's Defying Gravity from the Wicked film, thanks to the film's release last month. There's also some classics. There's Wham with Last Christmas. If you remember, it got to Christmas number one for the first time last year, but it's actually celebrating 40 years this year. And also Mariah's All I Want for Christmas, an absolute classic. That's in contention as it celebrates 30 years since its release. That makes me feel pretty old. Well, one person who knows all about festive song battles is Roy Wood from 70s band Wizard. His I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day also never reached the top spot, but it's still a festive classic almost 50 years on. He's been speaking to our chief reporter, Adam Smith.
When we recorded our one. I mean, we hadn't got a clue that Slade were doing one, even though I know Noddy really well, you know, and we both kept our cards close to our chest. And I think a few people did it round about that time. And I'd already thought about doing a Christmas thing for a couple of years before that. And I got some ideas that I'd put in a folder, you know, and I thought, oh, this year could be the time to do it.
The current ones, does anything catch your attention? And there are people always saying, oh, it's a load of rubbish these days. There's nothing's the Christmas number ones and that. You know, what do you make of it all?
Well, the only one that strikes me as being good over the past few years was the Mariah Carey one, All I Want for Christmas Is You, because I detect a lot of influence from my song in there. I mean, you can hear it printed all over it, really.
Tell us a bit of that.
Things like listen to the melody and the arrangements going that was a typical Wizard thing that we used to do. I think it got to a point with Christmas records where the record companies were thinking, well, how can we get some more mileage out of this? Because after Christmas, the radio stations stopped playing them, you know. So I think what they did, especially when boy bands first started, you'll notice that the videos that were on TV were all Christmassy and snowy and everything, but the actual song didn't mention Christmas.
So what can the man himself say to those who, I mean, know all the lyrics of I Wish It Could Be Christmas Off by heart? You're not gonna if you tuned in and heard a few, you're not gonna be offended by the squawks, the screams. It's just everyone can have a go.
No, I've heard that on karaoke before. It doesn't bother me at all. Great. If you like the song, go for it.
Blare it out. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you can sing or not. I mean, you know, I don't care.
You can give a bit of a blast of the song. Yeah.
Let the bells ring out for Christmas.
Nice one. Dee 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 dee.
Next on Behind the Headlines, and it's not what you expect when you go to the fair, but a fairground ride crash has left two women in hospital in Birmingham and several others needing medical treatment.
Yeah, we don't know for sure what happened, but it's just really bad.
Yeah, quite worrying really what happened there.
I was on there three times.
It happened last night when the ride crashed in Birmingham city centre. Two men have been arrested and an investigation's underway. Our reporter Alice Smith has the latest.
The men, aged 55 and 21, were arrested at the scene last night on suspicion of perverting the cause of justice and obstructing officers. They remain in custody while West Midlands Police continue to investigate. And the chair swing ride, which is 55 metres tall, is surrounded by a police cordon. The leader of Birmingham City Council, Councillor John Cotton, says all rides in Centenary Square are currently closed while the Health and Safety Executive carry out their investigations.
Next on Behind the Headlines, and it's a good Christmas for some people living in Bedford. The majority of residents evacuated on Cleat Hill are returning home after a deadly house explosion. Experts say it's safe to move back after nearly 2 months after high levels of gas were detected in the area. Our reporter Zoe Head-Thomas has the latest from Bedford.
It's been a long-awaited moment for residents of up to 50 households who were hoping to be home in time for Christmas.
Really nice to be back in time for Christmas so we can do this sort of stuff, decorating the tree.
I mean, our house is normally festooned with light, but this year I'm going to chill.
Their properties have now been fitted with specialised gas monitors to ensure what happens to Paul Swale's home doesn't happen again. And I'm looking at it now. The walls are completely ripped apart and what's left of the home is a child wreck. In his garden, where the borehole had been dug, work continues to monitor gas levels while emergency services carry out their ongoing investigation.
Still to come on Behind the Headlines, and we hear from the finalists of Strictly Come Dancing. And a coroner has ruled a British man who died in Ukraine was unlawfully killed. But first, and it might be time for a festive celebration, but workers are being reminded they can take a stand if they experience inappropriate or unwanted behaviour at their Christmas do. A woman who works for the Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission has settled a case of alleged sexual harassment at a work Christmas dinner. Here's Chief Reporter James Gould. James, what can you tell us?
Fernanda Hemersila settled her case against a colleague for £21,000 and against her employer for £15,000. She said during a work dinner in December 2022, she experienced unwanted and inappropriate physical contact by a colleague. Ms. Hemersila said she was speaking out to help others.
I should not have kept quiet. I think people should try to speak up and talk to their friends, ask for support. I wish I would have known better, like what the policies were about. What could I do with this?
The cases were settled without admission of liability.
And James, what's the Equality Commission been saying about this?
Well, the Chief Commissioner Geraldine McGahey is urging employers to ensure the safety and dignity of staff at Christmas parties.
Make sure everybody is treated with respect, dignity, and behaviours are appropriate and everyone gets home safe.
Meanwhile, Ms. Hemersila says she wants to put this behind her and move on with her life.
We head to Manchester now, where a coroner's ruled a British man who died in Ukraine whilst delivering aid was unlawfully killed.
Daniel had the most infectious smile and he loved making others laugh. This is how we will remember him and keep his memory alive.
Daniel Burke's body was found in September 2023 in Ukraine. Our senior reporter, Olivia Davies, is at Manchester Coroner's Court.
The court heard how the 36-year-old was shot multiple times with a rifle by someone who was supposed to be his friend. Ukrainian authorities have named the suspect as Noreen Abdelfetta. Detective Chief Superintendent Lewis Hughes has been speaking outside court.
But we are hopeful that the Ukraine authorities continue the investigative process over there in this case and bring the person responsible to justice.
The coroner told the court Daniel died in bravery and valour, but was killed by cowardice and dishonour.
And yes, you know it's getting close to the end of the year when the I'm a Celeb finals taken place. And now we've got the Strictly Come Dancing final this weekend. The show's grand finale on Saturday will see JLS star JB Gill, comedian Chris McCausland, Miranda actress Sarah Hadland and Love Island star Tasha Gurry perform three more routines, each in a bid to win the Glitter Ball trophy. Well, Judge Craig Revel-Horwood said all of the finalists are worthy winners this year. Well, we've been catching up with the Strictly finalists, Chris and Tasha, and Tasha's dance partner, Ali Ash.
I think the end of that first dance was a feeling like no other, really, because there was so much fear and so much terror. And, you know, I didn't know whether I could even get through it on live TV in front of the audience. And that moment of kind of release of nerves and the relief and the reaction from the audience was bananas.
The Waltz and American Smooth were the ones that I really just connected with so much, because I love ballroom. I'm definitely a ballroom girly now. I feel like you transferred me. I thought Latin was going to be my favourite, but no, it's ballroom. Every dance we've done together, I mean, what an achievement. We've done Charleston, Selfie Stick. We've done all sorts on this show. We did Samba as Frankenstein's and Green and Blue. I mean, we've done some incredible stuff. And yeah, I couldn't ask for anything more.
One of my favourite things that I've ever seen in my life on Strictly, or actually anyone ever wear, was Jamie for his quick step when he was dressed as Elton John. That cab, like a very excited rocket kind of guy with those feathers. I mean, it was brilliant. I was like, what dance would you do dressed like that? And then when he started doing a quick step, when he's sort of floating around, it looked like, I'm not going to say, but it looked like an orange kind of quick stepping ostrich. It was brilliant. Went to an Elton John song.
And you can find out more on these and other stories on the news pages of our radio station websites, or across all the usual social media channels. And don't forget to come back here or wherever you get your podcasts for another roundup of some of the day's top and most interesting stories on Behind the Headlines.